Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, about every 6 to 8 weeks, we have our Therapist from the Couch series with clinical hypnotherapist Fiona Brennan, best-selling author, retreat and event host. For more, see thepositivehabit.com, and she's also on Instagram. If you would like advice on an issue that's going on in your life, you can anonymously email. We will remove all names and identifying features. Get in touch with us, aliveandkicking@newstalk.com. And Fiona joins me on the line now from Greece, where she lives her best life and spends her summers. Fiona, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire. It's Kalimera, as we say here. good day.
Every time you pop up on my Instagram stories, you're glowing more and more. So you'd really love life there, don't you?
I do, yes. And you know what it is more than anything? It's the ability to be out in nature so much. I love the connection to the sea, the mountains, and being outside is just incredible, Claire.
You've just had your retreat over there. How did that go?
Yeah, it went amazing. A beautiful group, and a lot of tears, a lot of fun, a lot of meditation, yoga, excursions. It's such an amazing experience. And we stay in Natalia's house, which is a lovely sort of holiday village, if you like, and it's like going into a Cretan home. Like, the Natalia and her mother greet our guests with such warmth and love and home cooking, and it's a very earthy, real experience of life here. You get to experience what it's like to be part of a Greek family, which is very, very special.
Lovely. Well, I definitely have it on the list for one of these years. But now to the matter at hand. Yeah. We had a very interesting email come in. I'll read it and hear what you have to say. It says, "Hi, I'm not really sure how to say this. I'm in my early 40s and I run my own business, and I'm constantly having to put myself out there, pitching and looking to make deals. The thing is, I get really anxious before meetings and I don't sleep well for days. Even though the business is successful, I feel like it won't last. The hardest part is I keep having this feeling like I'm a fraud and everyone's going to find out. I don't actually know what I'm doing. It's exhausting and it's holding me back. I feel silly even bringing it up. Is this something you've seen before? And is there actually a way to get past it?" And interestingly enough, it's worth saying, even though we are anonymous, this came from a guy. Quite often it's women who email in, but it's interesting that this was a guy. Is this something that you would see often in clinic, Fiona?
It is. Do you know what, Claire? It's so on the money, if you like, in terms of the reason that most of my male clients have come to see me over the years is this very thing. And it's essentially almost like as if, you know, it's they're close to burnout in terms of the stress and the exhaustion that this performance anxiety is causing them. And, you know, imposter syndrome is often referred to, or the original research around it was in terms of women. But I've seen it in so many men over the years. And this listener is like represents so many clients. So I think it's worth, first of all, just really saying to this man that he is not alone. You know, it's so common, and it is really a testament to him that he's expressing it out loud. This is already a step forward, if you like, in terms of progress. You know, actually just writing in and putting it down on paper is very, or on email is very impactful, and is going to start to help immediately. So why is it that men, I suppose, in particular, sort of, you know, have this type of anxiety, and it's very much related to work, is quite primitive in its origins, if you like, and a sense of, you know, so many men are conditioned to suppress their emotion, especially of you know, our generation and before. And they just haven't learned this language. They kind of, it's the way I look at it is they understand it internally, like they, you know, they're as emotional as we are, women, in terms of feeling pressure, anxiety, sadness, anger, all of the emotions that we feel, but they can't express it outside. So they have the language internally, but they don't know how to speak it externally. And the reason for that is that it's literally been conditioned out of them from the age of, you know, as young as five or six. Boys are taught, you know, to sort of push back and hold back on their emotion and not show fear in particular is a sign of weakness. So fast forward to this guy, he's running his own business, which in itself, as I'm sure we can relate, Claire, you know, it is pressure. There's a lot of, you know, consistent expectation and you know, you need to deliver a lot of the time. And you have someone who, you know, it kind of compounds, if you like, it sort of comes together in terms of when that individual is asked to speak out, you know, whether it's a pitch, a presentation, it can feel like a magnifying glass is on a person in terms of that anxiety or fear. And the fear of being seen is often at its greatest, you know, because that, again, can be interpreted, especially in the business world, as a weakness. And so it's really interesting that is predominantly why men go and seek help, is because they're beginning to get to really worry about the impact it's going to have on their ability to perform at work or to run their business or to manage their team. And I've seen it, as I say, Claire, in so many people over the years. And one of the things that I think, like, just in terms of acknowledging it, like this letter here, this email to us, is a client comes to mind who was feeling very similar. And what happened was really helped him was that one of his bosses, actually, he was working in finance in a, you know, quite high senior management. And one of his bosses actually sort of opened up to him and said, you know, I actually get really nervous before having to go into the board or, you know, to pitch or to present. And this opened the door for my client to really start to remove the shame around it. And that's a huge part of the transformation, is actually the ability to speak openly about it. You know, the work of Brené Brown, of course, she will emphasize how important it is to actually be open, and how when we're open, you know, shame just doesn't have the same ability to take its grip on us.
Yeah, and that vulnerability in leadership, it is so important. We're starting to take down these masks and be really honest. And anytime I'm asked to speak around workplace well-being, I always ask about honesty, because we talk about work-life balance as if they're two separate things, like you've got your work life and you've got your home life, and they're both sort of 50-50, and you have to do your best to try and get that in balance. Whereas really, it's all life. So I always promote a workplace where you can walk in and say, do you know what, I had a really rough night with the kids. Do you know what, me and my partner aren't getting on at the moment. You don't have to air your dirty laundry, but just that honesty and openness about what's going on with us ultimately leads to loyalty, productivity, and just this understanding that we're all just doing the best we can with whatever we've got.
Absolutely. And it also leads to connection, you know, because once there's a vulnerability there, there's a sense of I can relate to you, you can relate to me. And we're not putting on a mask. We're not pretending to be something that we're not. So again, with that example, my client, you know, just being able to admit to his staff, you know, when he could see them being nervous, is, oh, it's fine, I get like that too. And all of a sudden, all of that fear is removed. And there's an ability to actually, like you say, communicate honestly. So that is a huge step for this listener, is to be able to realize that by speaking about it, you know, it can't survive. It's like Brené Brown says, shame cannot survive being spoken, right? So once it's spoken out, it's starting to already diminish through that power of acknowledgement.
And I was doing breathwork teacher training at the weekend, and everyone was sort of sharing who was the people that were learning, and people were talking about being scared, you know, to hold a class, or, you know, those who hadn't yet, and that fear around it. And, you know, I was sort of, my input to it was this negativity bias we have, that we do try to protect ourselves. So anything new, we're going to have alarm bells, and we're going to think, oh no, wouldn't it be much better if I just stayed in bed all day? Why would I put myself out there? So that imposter syndrome, that fear around something new, is very normal. But at what point of running your own business or working in a position or being a parent or whatever your role is, should we start to step into that and believe in ourselves? Or will we always have a bit of doubt rumbling on?
Well, it's a great question. And I, to be honest, like I've done a lot of public speaking training. I've done a lot of courses where I help people with this, because it's such a topic in of itself. But the way I look at it is, like, this guy, he's not sleeping for days, probably even sometimes weeks before, you know, an important meeting or pitch. And what you really want is that that window of nerves and fear and excitement gets shorter and shorter and shorter, okay? So in other words, you're sleeping peacefully the night before, okay? You're absolutely at ease, you're relaxed, you're calm. You're aware of what's happening the next day, but it's not interrupting your nervous system. You're regulated and you're calm. And that's the way that we need to be to operate at our optimum, obviously. And so essentially that window gets shorter and shorter. But the what I often say, you know, I would be nervous if I wasn't nervous, right? Mm-hmm. In some sense. And when I say nervous, I mean that there's an adrenaline, there's an excitement. Even me speaking to you now on the radio, if I'm so horizontal and so relaxed, I'm not going to be able to communicate as clearly as I need to. So we want that window to be there, but essentially it does get so much shorter that it starts to just build even minutes before you're about to present or to, you know, to pitch, whatever it might be in business. And I think that's, you know, that awareness of knowing you've got this energy and how do you use it? How do you sort of form it, if you like, to serve you as opposed to when it gets out of control. And you're absolutely spot on, Claire, about the negativity bias. You know, the brain will tell you all sorts of threats. You know, it sees these events as threats, and they're really not threats, they're opportunities. But it's teaching yourself how to understand that, and also to understand your own story. Like this guy, you know, there's probably reasons there in his own background as well that would help him to have insight and understanding of why he is suffering from this. You know, essentially it's imposter syndrome, you know, in terms of it doesn't matter how successful the business is, it's not giving him that sense of confidence and self-belief that he needs. And that can be a never ending, you know, cycle of chasing more. If I get that deal, then I'll relax when we get that deal. And, you know, there's just no deal that's going to strike it. Yeah. It needs to be an internal validation system. And that's where you are actually really, you know, rewarding yourself in terms of being genuinely proud of yourself for the effort rather than the result. And that's a huge, you know, step forward in terms of insight. So the question is, like, you know, how can I get past this, right? And I totally understand and relate to that. But what I would say is that it's more important, rather than get past it, you need to go through it, right, before you can get past it. So there's definitely work here for this lovely listener to actually embrace. So I would say that he probably what would benefit him is maybe some one-to-one therapy where he can start to get a better insight into the you know, his own reasons for that anxiety. It could be something to do with, you know, how his father related to work, what kind of role models he had, and just understanding that can be very, very liberating. So that's one thing I would say. Another thing I think is great, and I've recommended it to clients over the years, is men's circles. And that's where you can really start to see that you're not alone. And that is hugely beneficial. Like even, you know, on the retreat now, when I've just run, where people start to share things and other people go, oh my God, you feel like that too. And it's like, yeah, I do. And that just really is transformative because you know you're not alone. So I would say a men's circle could be really good for this listener and to start to just communicate in a more authentic way around men would be amazing.
Yeah. And I think as well as those insights, I think becoming conscious yeah. of our thought patterns is so important. As you said,
yes.
even the fact that he has acknowledged this now is step one. That's an amazing step. A lot of people sleepwalk through yeah. it and just panic for every work situation.
Yeah.
But catching yourself saying, oh, my God, I can't. Oh, my God. You know, and then saying, no, hang on a second. Is that true? What evidence have I yeah. got to back that up? Sure, you know, I'm doing this X amount of years. Didn't I have that meeting last week? Didn't I have that pitch successful? And just mm-hmm. reframing those thoughts, I think, can really, really help. But as usual, you've given great insight yourself. If people want to find out more information, they can go to thepositivehabit.com and Fiona has the Light Up Your World course with a free sleep time audio available until July 18th. So do check that out at thepositivehabit.com. If you'd like Fiona's advice, you can go to aliveandkicking@newstalk.com. It's all anonymous and hopefully you'll come back in a few weeks and answer somebody else. Because as you said, Fiona, we're all going through the same stuff.
Absolutely, Claire. Thank you so much for having me and enjoy the rest of your day.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.